This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
The Bulldogs, Roxbury in Boston is what I represent. The Black United leaders living directly on Groove.
That's I Gotta Have It, the 1991 hit by Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs. The rap group from Roxbury played a central part in Boston's early hip-hop scene. Well, tomorrow, local hip-hop fans will have the chance to add their own voices to that history by donating personal memorabilia to the Massachusetts Hip-Hop Archive at an event at the Boston Public Library. WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason recently got a look at some of those artifacts.
You can buy some new Adidas, but you can't buy my life back. Hey, yo, what's up with that? Why is it like that?
On a recent afternoon in a sunlit mezzanine inside the Boston Public Library, Rob Stull unrolls a large poster onto a table. Splashed across the bottom are some of the biggest names in hip-hop, like Jay-Z and P. Diddy, headliners for Jammin' 94.5's Monster Jam at the Fleet Center in 2002. Scowling at the top of the poster is a large neon green gremlin, a Monster Jam mascot of Stull's own design.
I like to try to inject humor into a lot of my own illustrations.
The character is menacing, but also sort of cute. He holds a record player in his lap and clutches an oversized pair of headphones.
It looks like a play school record set that a five-year-old would play with, but he is so serious. You know, this is not a game. I'm DJing here.
The DJ Gremlin and the rest of the poster are now a part of Boston history. At the library, the poster will be scanned and uploaded to the Massachusetts Hip Hop Archive, a project of UMass Boston, where it will be available to view for free. Growing up in Brookline in the 80s, Stull was deeply involved in the nascent hip hop scene here. He designed lots of posters, like one for a 1989 concert at the Windsor Cricket Club in Dorchester, headlined by the reggae rapper Shinehead. One of the supporting acts listed on the bill is a breakdancing crew called the Choice Dancers.
These guys here, the Choice Dancers, these are like Boston celebrities back in the 80s. Back in those days in the clubs, you would kind of go anticipating that somebody would clear the floor at some point, form the circle, and people would start breakdancing.
Also going into the archive, a denim jacket emblazoned with a giant purple rose and lightning bolts. It was a custom piece, styled in the graffiti art of Stull's youth, when he went by the tag Note. Graffiti artists like rappers and breakdancers were all part of the hip-hop movement. And, Stull says, the architects of that movement were kids, like him.
When you think about all the cool things and the trends and the eras, it's always young people that kick it off.
Today, those young people are grown, but now they'll get to enshrine their memories of earlier days. Along with artifacts, the Massachusetts Hip Hop Archive will be collecting oral histories from participants. According to Stull, that's what makes the project special.
It's not like you're handing over an entire catalog of stuff to somebody and say, okay, here it is, do with it whatever you want. No, this is our legacy.
And, Stull says, it's a legacy they'll get to share in their own words. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
For photos of Rob Stull's posters and jean jacket, go to the artery section at WBUR.org. You can also find details about tomorrow's event, Show 'em What You Got, at the Boston Public Library.
You bought the tape, I hope you're happy with your purchase. I jacked the Adams fam, they're wondering where it lurches. Now he's at my service, I'm up in the governor's mansion. Like Manson, Robert Gill, yo, I'm still home. You've entered the kill zone, I attack with a shrill poem. This is where love and hate speak, ain't coincidence and fate me. When I think I generate heat, consider this meltdown. You felt sound full force, only your mind remains, but your physical's lost. I devour the ozone and disappear in a puff of exhaust, a vision of Holocaust. And when I reappear, you'll know that the rebirth of humankind is near. 40 days later, the first DJ with a fader and MCs with visual data.
Come and say this is the beginning of time, and on a wine filled fire, that sire, a judge of desire. What energy I give birth to, man try to give dirt to, boy, blasphemy, miss a man creation, swore the correction soon come out waiting, it a care about the path of guidance, advertisement,
silence, before you even came in touch with the force of this, I almost lost a battle to a dark sorceress, it was a pale tragic night, magic fight, I propelled havoc like a civilized man with savage sight, speaking through a damaged mic, leaving you lost in distortion, pure as the spirit before skin, with the desperation of an orphan,
I swim with four fins, treading the sludge of Armageddon. Living in the world, speaking of a larger setting. Under where the stars are resting, where scars are left in. Those who didn't recognize their blessings. Perception, my best weapon. Getting sharper as I study my lessons. And in the face of adversity, I thrive when I die.